Hey, beloved, welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. You're here with your Christian relationship coach, Reverend Simone Lee, and I'm so glad that you made time today so that we can have another wonderful conversation about what it means to be a Christian single in today's society, the joys, the struggles, the disappointments, and the triumphs that we endure in our everyday life. So the last few weeks, we've been talking about the combination of sexuality and what it means to embrace our sexuality as a Christian single and what it means to pray towards our future as a Christian single. And then last week, we finally merged the two together and just talked about how much, especially as a Christian single, we really need to make room for ourselves to embrace wholeness and healing for our sexuality as a Christian single. And it's not something that you start thinking about or embracing or starting that healing journey only when you're in a relationship or you're getting ready for marriage, or even when you're in the midst of a marriage and starting to realize maybe this is why we're having unhealthy relating to one another. But perhaps in the space while we're still single, while we do have that luxury to figure these things out with just myself and God, to understand some of my values, worldviews, understanding, or even theology are stemming from, without the complexities of having other human beings involved, and how all of this is affecting the way that we're relating to one another in this world, relating to ourselves, or even understanding my own relationship with God, like how sexuality kind of puts a spin on things. So that's where we left off last week. And this week I want to touch upon purity. And I hesitated and paused for a bit when I was saying this because it feels like purity has become such a mess of a topic whenever we talk about it in the church. It comes with such condemnation and almost as if like we're disqualified when we don't meet certain standards of purity when it comes to Christianity, that somehow the church has made it that this is the one sin or the blemish in our relationship with God, with ourselves, that cannot be washed away by the blood of Christ. And there's nothing further from the truth than that. And today I just wanted to talk about what is purity in Jesus Christ and what does it mean to pray for purity, to embrace purity, and allowing God's grace and mercy to help us walk in more and more purity every step of our lives, regardless whether we're single, we're contemplating marriage, or marriage is just something off the table for you that you don't ever want to contemplate again. But why is purity such an important and essential topic to talk about, but where I think that there's been a lot of misunderstanding and misrepresentation of what is purity as it is presented in the Christian circle. But anyways, like I always say before we start the topic, I just want to make sure that you're comfortable and you're ready, that you've kind of blocked the next 10 minutes to yourself to just really sit down and grab a pen and pencil or iPad so that you can scratch up some notes, some prayer points that you want to be praying and reflecting and journaling about later on after our time together, and just relax and grab your beverage of choice so that we can just cuddle up and have this conversation together, you, myself, and God. Before we start today, I just wanted to start with a prayer, inviting the Holy Spirit to be here with us. But before we do that, I want to again encourage you guys to get in touch on social media with me, Simone the Beloved, and DM me. I want to hear what's been on your mind as we're having these conversations, and I want to keep us engaged because, as I've always been saying, it is the vision of this podcast that we're opening up space for one another to encourage one another on this talk, to be able to find that sanctuary where we can be safe enough to be real about all these topics. I don't want to be just talking at you. I want this to be conversational where you will have an opportunity to come and also continue this conversation with me. And of course, as always, please remember to subscribe and follow so that you will be notified every Tuesday when a new episode gets released. Anyway, so let's hop right into that prayer. Father, we just want to really thank you that you are a gracious and wonderful, loving Father, Lord, that when you look at each and every one of us, you just see the apple of your eye, someone that you delight in, and you see us in the image of Christ, covered of all our sins, no more blemish, but that we are perfect in your eyes, and you just remember us by the way that you had created us, the way that you had intended to have a relationship with us. Nothing delights you more than when we come into your presence seeking to know more of who it is that you had created each of us to be and how glorious it is to be made in the image of Christ. So Holy Spirit, I just really invite you to be here with us today, Lord, and just speak and tug at each of our hearts, God, to know what it is that you're speaking to us today. What areas in our life are you desiring to heal us and make us more whole of? And help us to have a better grasp and understanding from your point of view, what is sexuality and what does that mean for each of us? And especially today, as we tap into this really difficult subject matter of purity, Lord, may you shine light on us. Let all voices of condemnation and guilt and shame be washed away and just left at the door, but instead may we be covered by your blood and just wrapped in your immense love for us, that one that is accepting, that lets us know that we belong to you, and that no matter what our past is, what we feel like we're still struggling with, that we can come before you in our complete wrongness, knowing that you see it all. You've always seen it all. Even the parts of ourselves that we try to hide from ourselves, you see it and you accept us, God. So may we come to you, Lord. I'm allowing you to cover us in this love and allow you to show us what it is that you want to speak to us today in this conversation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So today's topic, purity. What is purity? As I've said before in early episodes, I've worked in churches where the youth pastor would bring in people to talk to the youth about purity, which basically is about abstaining from any sexual activity, or even almost like as if like we're not allowed to have curiosity about our sexuality in any way, and that there's even been public confessions by the youth congregation where youths would come up and confess their sins in front of a conversation. Sins meaning their desire to explore it through masturbation and understanding, wanting to discover what is sexuality in that very curious stage of life, right? Being shamed for their curiosity through pornography, and all the more especially being shamed for having any type of sexual relationships at all. I have to confess, when I was working in a church at that time that was into that kind of practice, I thought also that was what purity is. You are completely become inhuman, and to deny our nature as a sexual being, and that if we were truly satisfied in Christ and truly respected our relationship with God, then somehow all of these curiosity needs, that part of our humanity would essentially be cut off. And then as I'm preparing for this, I'm thinking, where did that idea even came from? And I realized, well, for myself, I didn't grow up in the church. I didn't grow up in the church at all. And I had colorful experiences before dedicating my life to Christ. I remember when I was still working in the secular, a coworker of mine one day had left on my table the book, I Kissed Dating Goodbye. And it was all of her love and concern for my lifestyle that she had put that on my table, because I think she knew that I had a desire to reconcile my relationship with Christ, but I didn't really understand how could I balance my need for relationship and my need for discovery and exploration of life, and that kind of lifestyle would merge with how can I go back to the church and even find Christ and all that. So she left that book on my table, and it was something that I started reading and couldn't get my hands off of, and it quenched my thirst at the time, just really believing in the hope, that myth almost, that book, that culture at that generation was creating, where it was telling us that if we were to really truly seek Christ and to find our satisfaction in him, then we would abstain from all kind of curiosity, even in our relations with the opposite gender. And it was putting into the Christian culture this weird way of relating with the opposite gender. If we were to be anchored in Christ, then we can relate to other people without a genuine relationship with people, and that somehow telepathically God will bring us into relationships with other people. And I'm not here to butcher the book in any way. I mean, it's been over 20 years since I read the book, so I'm not remembering it in detail, but what I'm saying is, like, what it had created is a culture that where healthy relating with the opposite gender seemed to be no longer encouraged, because there was such a fear that relations of any kind with the opposite gender would so immediately, quickly pull us into this counterfeit type of sexual relationship with each other. And that purity is complete abstinence of even any healthy relating with the opposite gender. And therefore, it's creating a facade or understanding or representation of what actually healthy relationships look like, and creating a lot of unhealthy expectations towards dating or marriage, not to mention what sexuality is to look like in the life of a Christian, no matter whether you're single or inside of a marriage. And from that approach, this is where I want to talk about purity today. As I was on my own journey of trying to discover, God, what is purity, Lord? What is it that you desire most when you're asking of us to have purity? Why is it so important versus culture where it's empowering to be sexually explorative? So to give a bit of dating of how old I am, is that I grew up in a generation of when the series Sex and the City was very, very popular. And for me, before I was Christian, a lot of my worldview about woman empowerment was that you could be like someone like Samantha or Miranda or Carrie, where they were free to explore their sexuality, free to explore the way that they were relating to men, and that it was in that freedom. There was empowerment because it was no longer that women were the damsel in distress waiting for Prince Charming to come and save them or coming to be chosen by someone else, but that woman can step forward and have needs and desires and wants in relationship. And that was seen in a very, very powerful view that shaped my worldview before I was Christian about what relationships can look like. So now fast tracking that in the recent years, as I'm seeking God and trying to understand, okay, God, what is purity? What does purity look like for a single person in a dating relationship and in a marriage and all that good stuff? Like, I'm trying to make sense of these two extreme worldviews that I had. So it seemed like black and white. It was either, you know, go and explore and go crazy and go as far as you can, and that's empowerment. Or versus like purity is the complete opposite, where we abstain completely from any exploration at all, because that is the will of God, and that's the only way to please Christ and to be sanctified enough and holy enough to embrace our relationship with Christ. So again, disclaimer, as I've been saying throughout this whole series, is that I'm just sharing out of my perspective and my own experience, my own conversations with God about what I feel like God's been working in my life, and like how he's been encouraging me to encourage the people in my circle, the people that I minister to as a relationship coach, as a pastor, and discipleship and all that stuff, right? Like, these are conversations that's been birthed in us. But I encourage you, the reason why I'm sharing these is that you would have your own conversations, and that you would have your own convictions, and the Holy Spirit would shed his light on what he's trying to tell you about how he's inviting you to pursue understanding of what purity is. So for me, I felt like God was speaking, like, you know, purity really is about that desire to have that best relationship you want with God, because we were created for a purpose. When God created humanity, when he created each of us, he had a purpose for each of us. And that, do we desire to have that purpose in us to be fulfilled? And what do I need in my life to have that purpose fulfilled to the best of the possibility? Because of what Jesus did on the cross has made it possible for all of the good things that was intended for my life to happen. But how can I be a part of that partnership to walk towards that happening, so that I could become the fullness of Christ that I've been created for? And you know what? Like, that is a journey. And as in any journey, that's full of exploration and full of discovery. And so then in that exploration and discovery, sometimes we might do the right things, sometimes we might do the wrong things. And I think that's where grace comes in. But like Paul is saying, I'm not saying grace to say go and sin and like let it to be an excuse to live continuously in sin, but to know that when we are discovering and then we find ourselves stumbling, and that we found ourselves doing something that was not the ideal of what God had intended for our life, and that is the definition of sin. Sin is Latin for missing the mark. So sin isn't so much that we're not following rules and regulations, but more so I'm not hitting the mark of who God created me to be. And do I have that desire to want to be everything that God had created me to be, and that the potential I have to live up to? So when I'm missing that mark, do I want to miss the mark, or do I want to walk more in alignment of my purposes, the reasons why God created me and that he put me on this earth. And just like how sin isn't about just abiding by the law, therefore purity isn't just omission of certain actions. So this is the breakthrough I personally had, was that it's not really about certain actions, because actions can have very different motivations. The same actions between two people can mean very different things between two people. Some people with the right actions may not have a heart that is pointing towards God, that is wanting to glorify God, that is wanting to grow in closer relationship with God, versus someone that may look like they're having the wrong action, maybe on a discovery journey where they are actively trying and they're struggling and trying to discover, God, how can I live more in alignment with you, even though I'm struggling and I don't know how to get myself out of these situations. So purity is more about that seeking, that discovering, that yearning to be in that relationship with God, to want to prioritize our relationship with God, our identity in God, being that image of God above all else. And that whatever actions it may provoke on that journey, it's not about that at all, because it's not about a checklist of things that I'm able to do well and things that I should have known better and didn't do well. Because religiosity is about doing things, right? And that is what the devil uses to condemn and shame and guilt us and binds us, essentially, is that when we're looking at this checklist, it's like the elephant in the room. The more you try to suppress it, the more you try harder to be a better human being by our own strength and our own will, the harder you will realize it is. Because by our own strength, all these things are impossible. But in God, in my weaknesses, he is my strength, as Paul says. In him, all things are possible, because it is by his spirit that we've been transformed back into that new creation that we were intended to be and no longer binded by our flesh and blood. So purity isn't so much like, God, help me to abstain from these actions and help me to take these actions instead. It's not just behavior modification. But purity is really seeking God's heart, allowing his heart, his love for us to chase us down, so to speak, that I have no other response but to desire to want to chase him back, and that I'm willing and wanting to become this new person in him, in Christ, the person that he made me to be. And that changes the way I interact with the world, with him and with myself. And because of those changes, my behavior to the world, my needs and my desires also are purified. So beloved, I just want to encourage us today that we would seek his face every day and ask him to purify our hearts, to know who we were created to be, and to yearn to become more and more of that person each and every single day. Let our eyes and focus be less on the things we should be doing or should not be doing, and instead let his grace and love abide in us, that it changes our perspective of who we are, who he is in our life, how his love can transform us and change the way we want to interact with this world and with other people, and the way we want to react with ourselves even. Sexual addiction, whether it's in the form of pornography, masturbation, or sexual relationships with other people, is a lot more common than we actually realized. This is something I realized in university when I landed on a project about sexuality. And I was very, very surprised to see the statistics and the reports back from fellow students in this regard, about how the desire to explore and explore, whether it's sexual relationships with ourselves or with other people, or like, you know, ideations we have regarding sexuality, how it occupies so much of our life than we actually feel safe to talk about. And that is why, like, I felt impressed in my heart, as a church, we really need to start talking about this. Sexual addiction is a lot more prevalent than we understand, is because a lot of that preoccupation towards the subject matter, one, is because it's so taboo to talk about, and whatever we suppress, it's like the elephant in the room. Whatever we try to ignore, all the more it takes up our attention and our energy. And second of all, is that when we don't have a healthy understanding of ourselves and how to self-soothe, actually, we're in this society where we're craving a lot of love and attention, and we're being more aware of mental health more than ever before. I worked in the mental health profession for 9 to 10 years prior to becoming a pastor for 9 to 10 years. So I know what I'm talking about when I'm saying mental health is something that we really should be paying a lot of attention to, but all the more as we're paying more attention to it, we're actually more and more aware of how depleted we are of resources of knowing how to actually take care of our mental health. And because sexuality is such a need and desire that we have and that we were created to have to relate with one another and ourselves in this world, that's also one of the ways we have learned to self-soothe or cope when there are stress and emotions in our life that we do not know how to express. And a lot of times that comes out or is manifested in the ways of sexual explorations. So even as we talk about purity today, that's why I wanted to touch upon the topic that as we pray and ask for God to show us more and more of who we're created to be, and that we would have healing and wholeness in becoming that person, then it's not just our spiritual health that is affected, but that our emotional health would follow in that aspect. And as our emotional health becomes better, then we would be able to have other ways of coping and ministering to ourselves and soothing ourselves in our toolbox. So we don't need to rely as much on sexual exploration to be that coping mechanism. So then sex can be put back in its proper place, the way it was intended. As I talked about in our last few episodes, that sex was intended and created to be good. And God had intended that to be in a marriage between a man and woman, because in that union, in that intimacy, in that closeness of relating between the two, that is where we get a glimpse of what it means to be intertwined in a similar closeness that we're called to have with Christ as our husband, with the Holy Spirit in us and us in Him. There's no more intimate language than that. And we are called to that kind of closeness. And it is through this allegory of sexuality that we can understand that. But when sexuality is not placed in that proper understanding, then we also have a distorted, or we cannot get as comprehensive an understanding or view of what the closeness and intimacy that God had designed for us to have. Anyways, beloved, I think today's episode, there was a lot of good stuff in here, and I advise you, you know, maybe to take some time, like in the middle of the week, to go back and listening on some of the conversations again. If, you know, like this first time listening has been kind of like puzzling or like not very clear. And of course, as always, I want to encourage you guys to get in touch with me. I would love to talk to you personally and get to know, like, you know, where on this journey are you at? And like, as always, I would love to pray with you and to just really encourage and support you in this journey, as you guys have been supportive, encouraging of me as you tune in every Tuesday. So I pray that, beloved, that the Holy Spirit will speak to you about what He's been wanting you to understand more about your relationship with God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and in regards to healing and wholeness and sexuality and purity and all that good stuff. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you that you are blessed, you are loved, you are accepted, and you belong to the family of Christ. In Jesus' name, I bless you, and may you have a great and wonderful rest of the week. I look forward to our chat again next Tuesday.